is one of my favorite sections of the Torah, and a mitzvah d'oraisa l'shechno sidrishu v'asa shama. And this is a topic which straddles both halacha and hashgafa, which is why we chose it for our shir shmuz, and has to do with an observation that the Rav made, though I'd like to try to develop it in a slightly different direction altogether. Ela achukim ha-mishpatim asher tishmur nasos ba'aretz, that's going to be very critical here, that the focus here is Eretz Yisrael, asher nasan Hashem elokei avosecha lecha l'rishta, kol hayamim asher atem chayim al hadama, abed ta'abdun es kol ha-mikomos, the unrelenting war against the avodah zarah, asher abdu sham hagoyim asher atem yorshim bosam es Eloheihem, al heharim haramim ve'al ha-givaos, all over the place, on the mountains and on the hilltops, Visachas koleitz ranan, v'nitatz temes mizbechosam, v'shibartem es matzevosam. There's a certain cadence, it's supposed to sound that way. They're all over the place. The mizbechos, the matzevos, v'asherihem tisrefun ba'esh, ufsilei elohem tigadeun, v'ibadetem es shemam min ha-makom ahu. Lo sasun kein l'ashem lokechem. One of the most famous double entendres in the Chumash. Obviously, this is the Yisr D'Arais of Mechikas Hashem. You can't ever destroy Shemos HaKadoshim, but it's also, of course, a completely different meaning within the Pshat, namely that contra the way that Avodah Zarah was worshipped literally all over the place, what's needed for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what's needed for Avodas Hashem is a central focus. Ki'im el hamakom. Asher yivchar Hashem elokeicha mikol shivteicham lasum es shemo sham l'shechno sidrishu uvas hashama. So it's an amazing turn of phrase that we should seek out. We should be darshei hashchina, which, you know, even if we stop the shir right now, it would be worthwhile to say that we should be darshei hashchina. But it shouldn't stop there. Uvasa shama, that we should actually make it our business to arrive there befoal. More on that a little bit later. But there's this really fascinating, nuance here in the psukim. Hamakom asher yivchar Hashem lokeichem mikol shivteichem. So really, Hashem is choosing the place, lasum eshmo sham, but you are the one that has to seek it out. So part of it is decided and determined by Hashem, and part of it is you. Vavesem shama. So amongst many things, what you do there is oloseichem zivchechem v'yes masoroseichem v'yes trumas yedchem elu habikurim. Rashi says v'nidrechem v'nidvoseichem v'choros bekarchem v'tzonachem v'achaltem sham lifnei Hashem v'keichem. Ends up creating a great sense of joy. Lo sasun kechol asher anachnu osim po hayom ish kol hayashar beinav. What a signal expression. Kilo v'atem arat el hamducha v'la nachala asher Hashem lokecha nosim lach. Vavartem es hayerdein, vishavtem baretz asher Hashem elokeicha manchil eschem, veiniach lachem mikol yevechem, misavi vishavtem betach, v'haya makom asher yivchar Hashem elokeicha bo, l'shaken shmo sham, once again, shama taviyu, eis kol asher anochi mitzav eschem, so again, contra the Avodah Zarah, which was all over the place, he'harim haramim, v'alagvaos, v'tachas kol yitzranan, and even to a certain extent, what's going on now, Kilovatem aratel hamnucha vilanachala, in terms of avodas Hashem, so it should be centralized, there should be a central focus. The shechno sidrashu vasa shama, eis klasher nochim mitzaveschem, eloseichem zivrechem, asoroseichem esrumasirchem, vechol mivchar nidrechem asher tidru lashem, busmachtem, lifnei Hashem elokeichem atem vnechem vnoseichem, vavdechem vamoseichem, halivi asher beshareichem, kein lo, chelak vnachala itchem. So what we have here is really two different themes. First of all, the idea of a centralized locus of Avodas Hashem, what we call the Shechno Sidrashu Uvas Hashama, and then the impact that reality, that central focus, that you play a major role, your active drisha of that location has twice, the Torah tells us, the result will be Usmachta Mechol Mishlach Edchem. And then again, the Torah concludes exactly on that note, this section, Usmachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem. So this intensive process of drishas hashchina, And the more demanding process of Drishas HaShechina actually results in Simcha. So let's make an initial observation. Like, you know, in terms of the way that Avodah Zarah was worshipped in Eretz Yisrael, so you would think that that would be more user-friendly. You could do whatever you want. Ish kol hayashar be'inav. And you would think that that would lead to a great sense of Simcha. But Ilan, the point here in the Psukim is on the contrary. Having higher standards, more rigorous standards, l'shichno tidrashu v'asa shama, that ultimately leads to a much greater degree of satisfaction and fulfillment. Usmachtem b'chol mishlach yadchem, usmachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem. More on that in just a minute. So, in terms of the mitzvah d'oraisa of building a Beis HaMikdash, so we know, that's based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, d'afchav, shalosh mitzvahs nisavu yisrael b'shas nisas on la'aretz, the Rav noted that the Rambam had two distinct mikoros that he appealed to in pursuit of this mitzvah. So in Hilchos Malachim, we're working backwards here, just because we started with L'shichno Sidra Shuvas HaShama, and in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, much earlier on, in Sefer Avoda. Shalosh mitzvos nitzavu Yisrael b'shas k'nisas on aretz, limnos la'melech, shenemar som tasim l'ach ha'melech, these are all chovos ha'tzibor, not chovos ha'yachid, Akiva Prager does not have an obligation to be memana as hamelech, nor does Noam Barinholtz, nor does Avi Tepler, it's not a chovas hayachin, shalosh mitzvos nitzavu Yisrael, right? It's a chovas atzibor. Lahachre zarish l'amalek, shenemar timcha zeich ha'amalek, v'livnos beis ha'bechira, shenemar l'shechno sidrashu uvas ha'shama. Minoi melech, kodem l'chemes ha'amalek, shenemar usi shalach Hashem limshochacha l'melech,
these are all intertwined, and they're even chronological. There's a certain relationship between these mitzvahs.
That was, again, David HaMelech, who will figure very centrally in our discussion today. So there you see the Shichno Sidra Shuvasa Shama, one of my favorite expressions. The Rambam doesn't call it here the Beis HaMikdash, he calls it Livnos Beis HaBechira. Okay, reflecting the language of the Chumash, Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem L'Shaken Shmosham. It's the broader term. It connotes the Makom HaShchina, and not just what we'll see in Hilchos Beis HaBechira in just a moment, and you guys will be the ones to point it out to me. So there the Rambam says, Mitzvah sase laso is bayis l'Hashem, mucham lios makriven bo akarbanos, v'chogin elab shalosh pamim bashana shenemar, v'asu li mikdash, v'shachanti b'socham. The pasuk in Parashas Truma. Ukvar nisparish batorah, mishkan shasa Moshe Rabbeinu, right? So that was an early iteration of this idea, v'asu li mikdash, that was the original iteration. V'haya lefisha shenemar, kilovata marata lamnucha v'lanachala. Critically connecting these two psukim, Vasuli Mikdash and the Shichno Sidrashu Vasa Shama, contrasting these two psukim in terms of what their agenda is. Kevan Shenichlasu La'aretz, Hamidu Amishkan Megilgal Arbas Reishana Shekavshu V'Shechilku, Misham Bo L'Shilu Vanusham Bayeshal Avanim, Ufarsu Yirios Hamishkan Allah V'lo Yisashem Tikra, right? It didn't have that kind of structural integrity, 369 years, Shin Samachtash Shana Amad Mishkan Shilo, Shemes Eli Chara Vuvau Lenov. This is Meisas Ohel Yosef, as it's referred to in the Tehillim. Uvanu Sham Mikdash Ushemes Shmuel Chara Vuvau LeGivon Uvanu Sham Mikdash Umigivon Bau LeBeis HaUlamim. It's permanent status. Vime Nova Givon Sheva VeChamishim Shana, 57 years there. Kevan Shenivna Mikdash Birushalayim. Notice the Rambam's use of the term Mikdash Birushalayim that we spoke about extensively. Nesru kol hamikomos kulan livnos bahen bayis l'Hashem ulahakriv bahen karban. Important diok to be made there. Ve'en sham bayis adori doros ala b'Yerushalayim b'lvad uvehar hamoriyah. Again, Yerushalayim as reflecting kedushas hamikdash. The Rambam is just exceedingly consistent. Kedarko b'kodesh on this point. Sheba shenemar v'yomer David zehu beis Hashem elokim v'zeh mizbeach lo Yisrael. It's the third time the Rambam has made this point. So you guys will tell me, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, V'asuli Mikdash V'shachanti B'socham is not the same in any sense as the Shichno Sidrashu V'asa Shama.
what's the basic chiluk between the way the Rambam presents these two mitzvos? Eitan.
One is a makam korbanos and one is a makam Hashem.
Exactly. So when it comes to Hilchos Malachim, L'shichno Sidrashu Vasa Shama, this is exactly the impression that you get from the Psukim. It's about a makom hashchina. Right? And V'asuli Mikdash V'shachanti B'socham, the Rambam affiliates with Abayis Muchan L'hakrib Bo Korbanos. In fact, if you read it carefully, he says it not once, not twice, but actually three times. And that's why, for the Rambam, the Mishkan qualified, and Gilgal qualified, and Novan Givon qualified. So once you come to Yerushalayim, the halacha is you can't go anywhere else. That's the Beis Olamim, Kilovatim, Aratalam, Nucha, Vilanachla. But as long as there's a place to bring korbanos, you fulfilled Vasuli Mikdash, Veshachanti, Besocham. But what have you clearly Nachi not fulfilled? Not possible for you to have fulfilled at this stage? Because again, for the Rambam, it's Taloy and Melech and Zaro Shalom Malek. What have you not fulfilled? The Shechno Sidrashu. Uvasa Shama. So again, if you read over Beis HaBechira carefully, what you find is three different times that the Rambam says this. Beis Hashem Muchan Lios Makriven Bo Korbanos 1. Okay? Then he references the Shalosh Regalim, the Olas Re'ia. It's all very clear over there. Kevan Shenivna HaMikdash B'Yushalayim Nesri Kol Mekombas Kol Nivnos Ben Bayis Lashem Akriban Korban 2. And then 3... Vayomer David zeu beis Hashem Elokim v'zem mizbeach leola liYisrael. Okay, so we know that these are two very, very different ideas, and it highlights and it sharpens what the Shichno Sidrashu Uvasa Sham is all about. Of course, it includes korbanos, as the pasuk says, va'aveisem shamalo seichem v'zivchechem, but it transcends that. It gives you right a direct locus, a centralized focus in terms of Avodas Hashem in general, not limited to Avodas HaKorbanos, encompassing Avodas HaKorbanos, but transcending it as well, as the pasuk says, Lo sa'asun kechol asher anachnu osim po hayom ish kol yashar beinav. It creates a central focus, it creates a rigorous standard, it creates a direction and an orientation. The Medrash Halacha, which actually figures very prominently in the Ramban's exceedingly beautiful comments about this pasuk, which we'll get to in a second, brief, but extraordinary, picked up exactly on this theme. This is the Sifrei. So, Al Pi Navi. Should he be passive and merely wait? This is the key word, Drisha. You should take responsibility. Uvasa Shama. Drosh umtza acharkach yomel chanavi v'chinat amotze b'David zechor Hashem leDavid eis kol unoso asher nishbal Hashem nadar loavir Yaakov yimavo be'ol beisi imetein shnas leinai ad emtza makom Hashem mishkinos loavir Yaakov. Nothing about korbanos at all, but on the contrary, a makom Hashem. How can I be so comfortable in my own house, you know, Anochi Yoshev Beis Arazim, as the Rambam quoted in Hilchos Malachim, until Ad Emsa Makom Lashem Mishkinos, from the language of Shechina, a dwelling place, Le'avir Yaakov. And then again, the confirmation is found, Minayin Shelo Asal Al Pinavi, Shenemar V'yavo Gadol David V'yomahu V'yomer Lo, Alei Akeim Lashem Mizbeach Begoren Aravna Hayivusi. That will become the basic location. So what's really interesting about this is the Sifrei notes that the Shechno Sidrashu Vasa Shama will be confirmed ultimately by the Navi that this is indeed the right place, but it requires your very active seeking out of that place. The human being and his initiative in terms of establishing this location, which all along Hashem really had in mind, as we note in the Psukim, Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem L'Shaken Shmo Sham, requires our very active involvement and orientation. Yachol tamtin ad sheyomer l'chanavi. This rhetorical question posed by the Medrash Halacha, should you just be passive until this comes about? No, we should all have an interest in creating and in developing, in cultivating a makom hashchina. The Ramban, l'shichno sidrashu, shetilchu lo me'aretz merchakim. What an amazing scene that the Ramban conjures up. V'tishalo, you should ask. This is what Drisha should means. You should actually seek it out. Ana derech beis Hashem. Where is that great house of God? V'tomer ishal re'eu l'chu v'nal al har Hashem el beis elokei Yaakov. The pasuk continues on, by the way. V'yorenu midracha v'nalcha v'orech osav ki mitzion teitzei Torah v'dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Nothing again about the Korbanos. On the contrary, beis elokei Yaakov as the source of what I would call, you know, Misham Teitzei Horal Yisrael, V'yorenu Midrachav, V'nolcha Be'orchosav, a spiritual center that provides direction and guidance. And everybody, you know, it's an image that the Ramban has, so beautiful. V'tishalu, Ana Derech Beis Hashem. Where is that great center? People are coming from all over, right? Instead of Ish Kol Hayashar Be'inav, people doing whatever they please, just like the Ovdei Avodah Zarah that we had to destroy, Al Heharim Haramim V'al Hagvaos V'sachas Kol Yitzranan. On the contrary, everybody should seek out this centralized location, and people should help each other and direct each other to that location. V'atomru Yishal Re'eu L'chu V'nal El Har Hashem. And again, it happens to encompass Korbanos, but it's not the Rambam's presentation in Beis HaBechira at all. It's not just a bias muchan, the Korbanos, which is fulfilled in so many different ways. Mishkan Midbar, Mishkan Gilgal, Mishkan Shiloh, Mishkan Nova Givon, and then finally the Beis Olamim, but it's really a Makom Hashchina. The Sforno also understood and appreciated this very well. The Sforno says, the Shichno, Yosham Mishkan Shemo, Vehu Shiloh O Beis Olamim. He thinks that again, very consistent with the Rambam's approach, you couldn't even begin to imagine this in the Midbar, Gilgal, Nov, Givon, they're off the table. He's open to the possibility of Shiloh. Rashi, by the way, is as well. Shechlo Sidrashu, Rashi says it's Shiloh. Tidrashu, also Amakom HaNevchar, Tidrashu, Lehishtachavos, for your worship. Ulehakriv, and that's one of the elements. Kinyan Elav Goyim Yidroshu, Vasa Shama, Lo Sheyavo, Mishkan Shemo Aleichem Bechol Makom. Don't think God will come to you, but remember, as the Medrash Halacha says, your initiative is absolutely critical here. It's not like the Ovdei Avodah Zarah did, wherever they well pleased, they simply were going to establish, you know, their own Mizbechos, their own Matzevos, their own Asheros. This is about directing yourself to the Makom Hashchina, to the Beis Hashem. The Hoemek Davar highlights this point by skipping over the realm of Korbanos entirely, and again, lends a Doraisa aspect to what we do in Tefillah. We think that this is Pshad in the Rambam as well, Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tefillah. L'shichno Sidrashu, Kishetispalalu. So he says, Drisha's Tefillah, like the Ramban in Sefer Bereishis, V'telech L'droshas Hashem, Kishetispalalu, Yihi L'shichno. Kiyadu Adam Ispalo Tzarech Lafoch Panav Yerushalayim Shenamar Vispalo Al Makom Hazeh V'Hainu. This is the Din Noraisa L'Shechno Sidrashu Afilu B'Shoa Shetiu B'Veischem V'Medina. You still should orient yourselves towards that great center, that great focus of one's Avodas Hashem. So again, the mitzvah of the Shechno Sidrashu V'Asa Shama is one that highlights the role of personal initiative in establishing a central location. And so the Emek Davar, what a beautiful line here, Afilu b'shah shetiu b'veischem, when you're in your own Roshos HaYachad, your own private domain, that sensitivity is essential to seek out the Shichno Sidrashu, that central location. So what we have here so far, I think, are two very fascinating, you might even say, not contradictory, but there's a certain tension in the theme. On the one hand, personal involvement is critical. That's the Sifrei. Yachol Yamtin Ad Sheyavo Navi. Absolutely not. You're responsible for cultivating and establishing this Makom Hashem, this Makom Hashchina. It's true Korbanos will be offered there, but it's about so much there more. It's a base tefillah. It's a base Hishtachavaya. It is a base Korbanos. It's above all the Yorenu Midracha V'Nilcha Be'Orchosav, like the Pasuk the Ramban quotes, it's the Beis Hashem Hagadol. Your personal involvement is absolutely critical. L'shichno Sidrashu, we all have to be Darshe Hashchina. But ironically, for something, you know, with such a great degree of personal involvement, right, it's actually a national or even international center for Avodas Hashem. The entire origin, in terms of Pshuto Shel Mikra, is after, you know, you finish destroying not just the actual idols, but the whole modality of divine worship of Vodazara, which was basically put it up wherever you want, Ish Kol HaYashar Be'enav. So it's this very personal initiative to seek out God in a very national way. Everybody's making this commitment that they're not going to do what it is all of the nations of Canaan did, that is to turn Avodas Hashem, or, you know, their notion of Avodas Elokim, into a personal, you know, whatever it is, like a personal, what's convenient for me. You know, this mountain works for me. I like the view from here. It's close to my backyard. It's close to my summer home. So that's not consistent with the notion of the relationship between man and God in Yahadus. When it comes to our perspective, we understand that it's not Ish Kol HaYashar Be'enav, but that there should be a centralized location from which Ki Mitzion Tetzei Torah Udevar Hashem Mirushalayim. Man has a very important role to play in establishing and insisting on that central location, but the central location itself turns the focus back to the Ribono Shel Olam and the standards that he insists upon. You know, one of the great challenges of our time is the notion that spirituality is only to be found in expressions of personal autonomy. You hear this in so many different ways. We see it in the educational realm that you really can't compel people to do certain things. The anti-accountability movements in education, that the only successful way of connecting people to Torah and ultimately connecting people to the Shekhinah is to allow them to do it entirely on their own terms, without any sense of a centralized standard. And I think that this is actually, very fascinatingly, just as the Torah said, you know, this is all a contrast to the indigenous nations of Canaan. So that was a long time ago. And as the Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim, Kvar Avad Zichram, they don't exist anymore. But it's absolutely fascinating to me that even though most modern day Westerners would not see themselves as in any way similar to the Chiti or the Chivi, the Prizi, the Yevusi, their Girgashi ran away, but the Amori and the Canaani. That idea has still remained very much a part of people's notion of spirituality, right? Whatever resonates with me, well, that's the way it's going to be. I like facing south. You know, I'm thinking about the Hayimek Dava right now. I you know, Misha wrote to the Hachkim Yadrim, south is my way, so I'll do south. And, you know, hey, I'm a west kind of a guy. I like to be out west, and so we'll do that. You know, so that's not the way that it's supposed to work. On the contrary, everybody has to get on the same page in terms of establishing a national makom, which ultimately the Navi will confirm, but we all have to participate very meaningfully in that process. I think the irony is that I think people imagine to themselves, as we noted, that somehow, you know, the more diverse, the more decentralized people's experiences are spiritually, like the happier that they'll be. If I could just do whatever I want, if I could build a matseva here, a mizbeach there, an asherah over there, and just, you know, I'll go to one on Monday and the other on Tuesday and the other on Wednesday, I'm going to be, you know, so much happier about it. So the Torah actually already addressed that and said, no, that you'll actually be happiest, usmachtem lifnei Hashem lokechem, usmachtem b'chol mishlach yedchem, when everybody is participating in this great national movement called L'shichno Sidrishu Uvasa Shama. When everybody participates in that, everybody appeals to this central standard, it actually creates a much greater sense of personal fulfillment. And I think that's for one a very obvious reason. It has to do with something about human nature. In the end of the day, we're smarter than maybe we give ourselves credit for. When we're only serving ourselves, that actually doesn't end up being very fulfilling. Avodah Zarah, in the end, is a form of self-worship. It is. I'll build whatever I want, where I want, in the image that I want. And that ends up being very unfulfilling. People spend their whole lives thinking that if I can only do whatever it is I want to do, I'll be happy. And those people are almost never happy. It's only when a person is part of something that's much larger than themselves, that transcends themselves. But they can play a very meaningful and a very active role in that. L'shichno sidrishu yachol yamtin ad sheyavo navi. No, you should go ahead. You should take responsibility for establishing that makom hamikdash. And we'll talk about, you know, what the iterations of that are today. In the absence of kicharav lanu beis elokeinu, when you participate in something that transcends, that's bigger than yourself, that actually creates a much deeper feeling of personal satisfaction and fulfillment. People are confused about that point. People think that they'll be happy. There are so many people who, when they don't have a structure, they're not part of anything larger than themselves, don't know what to do. Almost becomes like a health crisis for them, a mental health crisis, an emotional crisis. The shichno sidrashu, kumu v'na'ale beis Hashem, v'yorenu midrachav, he will teach us, v'nolcha bar chosav, we will follow in his pathways, ki mitzion tetzei Torah, u'dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Now, obviously, part of this is no longer practically possible, Bisman hazeh, bimheira yibaneh. But the entire ethic, I think, continues to resonate as powerfully or even more powerfully, even in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash. Because the real critical idea here is that contrast to Avodah Zarah, which again was ultimately about a form of self-worship, what we have here is the notion that spirituality is to be found, and deep personal satisfaction will and has to be found through a set of objective standards. So just like the Beis HaMikdash was an objective and a centralized location, so the ongoing pursuit of the Shekhinah to the way that we can relate to him, which is not through his Beis HaMikdash anymore, but through the mitzvos that he gives us, and the opportunity to really study those mitzvot and come to identify and internalize those mitzvot, creates an unparalleled sense of satisfaction. The more demanding it is, the greater the fulfillment is. The more that we let it be, I'll do whatever I want, when I want, without any standards or accountability, people are not happy that way. People are not fulfilled that way. And it ultimately is not really avodas Hashem, it's avodah of oneself, or seeking one's own personal happiness. So David HaMelech, of course, featured very prominently our discussion today, because David HaMelech was the one, you know, who was associated with laying the foundations for what his son would then complete in terms of making this L'shichno Sidrashu Vasa Shama an actual reality. But I always think of this in the context of two succeeding psukim in Mizmor Kuf Yates, Ashrei Tmi Meidarech, the great eightfold acrostic in Tehillim, two of my favorite psukim in all of Tehillim, and there's pretty stiff competition there. Ashrei notzrei edosav, I love that expression. Happy and praiseworthy are the ones who guard so carefully Hashem's testimonies, the mitzvahs of Hashem, b'chol lev yidrashuhu, for they seek him out, the shichnu sidrashu, right? B'chol lev yidrashuhu, that they seek God out in every single mitzvah that they do. And then, b'chol libi derashticha, in personal comment of David HaMelech, that I sought you with my entire being, al tashgeni mimitzvosecha, as the Malbim explains, do not allow me to make a miscalculation with respect to any of your mitzvos. See, a person whose orientation is to be a doresh hashchina, b'chol libi derashticha, to that person understands how important the objective standards are. Al tashkeni mimitzvosecha. There's a sense of a yiras chet that comes, not God forbid, from a mere sense of, oh, I'll be punished. That's self-worship, right? Because a person is afraid of their own consequence. No, al tashkeni mimitzvosecha. I don't want to miss an opportunity to be closer to you, to live a life that's more reflective of drishas Hashchina. So just like the Beis HaMikdash, contra Avodah Zarah, was one central location and didn't reflect as people doing whatever they wanted, as the Torah says, we'll read tomorrow, Ish kol hayashar beinav, so too mitzvos themselves become an enormous opportunity for us. That's why, as I said, Eretz Yisrael plays a major role here, because Eretz Yisrael is the makam of all mitzvos, not just the mitzvos atzluyos ba'aretz, but as we know, every mitzvah takes on a singular dimension in Eretz Yisrael. So we shouldn't feel today like L'shichno Sidrashu Vasa Shama is something that we can't achieve. It's true that we can't have it in the immediate sense in terms of Binyan Beis HaBechira. That's true. That's true. But insofar as what the Beis HaMikdash represented was an objective form of Avodas Hashem, not Ish Kol HaYashar Be'enav, that we can have, that we do have, and that we must have. And that is to say, that through that process of B'chol Libi Derashticha, or Ashrei Notzrei Adosav, B'chol Lev Yidrashuhu, once a person takes that point of view, so every mitzvah goes from being, and sometimes they could be demanding in a physical sense of the term. There's something demanding about it, I suppose. But it goes from being a burden to a singular opportunity. A singular opportunity to be close to the Shechina, because Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu, to know that one is living in accordance with the divine will. And I have to say, don't take it from me, take it from Parsha Sur'eh, Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. What joy there is in being able to live up to those standards. And don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Don't let anybody tell you you'll be happier, you'll be more fulfilled spiritually in an antinomian climate, again, in a climate that involves repudiation of objective standards of mitzvos, or even in a climate that says, okay, there are mitzvos, but, you know, you should just do the ones that you gravitate towards. The greatest degree of personal fulfillment is for a person to do something that is challenging, that is meaningful, that transcends themselves, that reflects a ratzon of he who existed even before the world existed, and to know that you have a unique contribution to make within that space. Once a person has accepted the basic Ol Torah and the basic Ol Mitzvos, then we each can contribute in the areas that are indeed most suitable towards us. But that doesn't, you know, sort of work in the way of saying, you know, I'm a Kashrus Jew, but not a Shabbos Jew. Of course, that objective standard of B'chol Lev Yidrashuhu, B'chol Libi Derashticha, Al Tashkeni Mitzvosecha, that goes across the board. And then within that fold, then we can say things like, Ein adam lo meid ala b'makom shalibo chafetz. There are going to be people who make greater contributions in one area or another. But the bottom line is that it all starts out with the notion of l'shichno sidrashu v'asa shama, not ish kol hayashar be'enav. And there's enormous fulfillment to be found in that. L'hadil elef alfei habdalos, and this will conclude. I was very struck, because I'm always very struck by how parallel Avodas Hashem is to military life, in terms of the discipline that it requires, in terms of the idea of arvus, of people being interconnected in that process, the incredible stakes that it is, you know, Rei Nasati Lefanecha Hayom Esachayim Esatov Esamaves Esara, the stakes are very high. So I'm always very struck by people who are of serious military background, how similar their orientations can be to Ovdei Hashem. That's why I always like to say in Sefer Bamidbar, you've heard me say it in the past, that the Jewish people are counted as Kol Yotzei Tzava B'Yisrael. Doesn't necessarily mean they have to go out to a military battle, but the orientation is one where we march to orders. We don't make up those orders. So I was, some of you know the name James Mattis. He was the commandant of the Marines. That's the number one person in the Marines. Then he became the Secretary of Defense. So he was known to be like, you know, like even amongst people who had achieved that very rarefied position, obviously very few people become the top ranking Marine in the country. So he was like a generational figure in this regard, having gone much further than other people, and totally devoted his life, never married, just totally devoted his life to the Marine Corps. And I was totally shocked by something that he said. I was listening to an interview that he gave, and they said, well, you must have really loved being a Marine. And he said, well, not really. So there were many aspects of it that I wouldn't say that I personally enjoyed, but it was the most fulfilling life I could possibly imagine, because the mission was bigger than me, was more important than me. So even, and especially those things that weren't Ish Kol HaYashar Beinav, what I would have naturally chosen to do, I did them with the greatest sense of devotion I could possibly give, because I knew that it was critical for the success of the mission. So again, Lahavdil Aleph Alfei Havdalos, Riri Ravos, if he could say that about a man-made mission, so we could say that about, you know, Bechol Libi Drashticha Tashgeni Mitzvosecha, and even if there's something that we wouldn't naturally connect with, we could appreciate how somebody reflecting back on a life very well lived, very meaningfully lived, understood and appreciated that the notion of objective standards leads one to a much greater place. Truly, Ashrei Notzrei Dosav, they are fortunate, they are praiseworthy, and they are happy. Not by doing whatever we please, but on the contrary, by being mevatel aratzon bifnei ritzono, and ultimately finding our greatest self-expression in the service of a great tradition, the greatest of all traditions that was here before us, that will be here after us, and to think that we might even, in our own small and modest way, by fully submitting ourselves to His will, by fully committing ourselves to this cause, that we might make even a modest contribution to that Masora? What could possibly be more meaningful? Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. What joy, what sense of fulfillment should we be given that opportunity, and should we be able to take advantage of that opportunity, would that be for each and every one of us? Okay, I want to wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos. May we all fulfill that mandate of being Darshei Hashchina Lashichno Sidrashu Uvasa Shama, to go there, and not Ish Kol HaYashar Be'inav Yaseh. And God willing, on Monday, I guess we'll send around some details. We'll talk a little bit about a send-off. Everybody's invited to a special send-off for those who are going off to Eretz Yisrael, and to touch on some other aspects of the journey ahead. This was, I guess, part of that series. The opportunity for immersion next year is something that we'll really focus on, God willing, on Monday. Okay, I want to wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos.